Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. We hope that you are having an awesome week. This past Sunday, we were continuing our study in Proverbs, and we were in Proverbs chapter 5, among a few other places. In Proverbs 5, starting in verse 20, it says, "Why should you be intoxicated, my son, with a forbidden woman and embrace the bosom of an adulteress? For a man's ways are before the eyes of the Lord, and he ponders all his paths. The iniquities of the wicked ensnare him, and he is held fast in the cords of his sin." And verse 23 of Proverbs 5 continues, and it says, "He dies for lack of discipline, and because of his great folly, he is led astray." And so what we took our time doing this past Sunday was talking about a topic that can feel pretty sensitive and maybe even taboo to talk about inside of the weekly gathering of the church family. But we talked about sexuality, and in particular, sexual immorality. And so at Mount Vernon, we also spent some time in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And there, Paul says just some really incredible, powerful things. I'd encourage you to go read it on your own sometime. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, kind of in the middle of verse 13, Paul says, "The body is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body." And then he continues on later in that same chapter in verse 19. And Paul says, "Do you not know?" And so he's going to tell us something, and he's saying, "Hey, don't you know? Don't you know this?" And he says, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body." And so I just want to take a moment and remind you this morning that your body is not meant for sexual immorality. In Proverbs 5, it talks about how he says, "Hey, don't be intoxicated with pursuing sexual exploits. Don't let that capture your attention and kind of intoxicate you, or even make you maybe addicted to certain practices. Don't let that happen, because in the Proverbs it talks about how that leads to death, that these sins, they trap us, they ensnare us, they entangle us. And Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 6, man, your body, my body, the body of Christ, it's not meant for sexual immorality, but rather it is meant for the Lord. And I love that Paul reminds us in verse 19 of 1 Corinthians 6, he says, "Don't you know your body, it's a temple of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is inside of you if you've trusted God's Son, Jesus, and God has given you this gift of the Holy Spirit." And he says, "You are not your own," which is one of the principal teachings of Christianity, is that we don't belong to ourselves, but rather we belong to another. We belong to Christ. You and I, we are not our own, but Jesus, in his incredible love for you and me and the entire world, he gladly laid down his life. He shed his own blood so that he could buy back, so that he could redeem a people to himself. And you and I, if we have trusted Christ, if we have been covered by the blood of Jesus, so to speak, through faith, we don't belong to ourselves anymore. Our body is not meant for sexual immorality, but it is meant for the Lord. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 6:19, he says, "You are not your own." And in verse 20, he says, "For you are bought with a price. So glorify God in your body." And so I'd like you to take a moment and just ask yourself the question, what would it look like for you to glorify God in your body? What would that look like for you? Are there habits or practices, whether they're habits of mind or habits of where you're like using your physical body? Are there habits that you've developed that you're ensnared in, you're trapped in, and they're preventing you from glorifying God in your body in this particular area with your sexuality? And if so, I just want to remind you that God loves you, and God gives you grace, and God already knows all these things. And you, as a part of LifePoint Church, we're a community that we want to walk with you. We're not going to judge you or crush you, but we want to help you to pursue the holiness that God is inviting all of us to in Christ. And so I want to challenge you, if you've been caught in a pattern where you know that I'm not glorifying God with my body, in particular in this area, I'd encourage you, if you're in a life group, you know, talk to someone who loves you and loves Jesus. Maybe it's your life group leader, maybe it's a friend from group, and just begin to share with them what's going on in your life. Ask for prayer, ask for encouragement, seek accountability, so that the Lord, by the Spirit, in the context of community, can help you to see that you are loved. God loves you, and we love you, and God is inviting you to glorify him in your body. And so let's take a moment and let's pray, and let's ask the Lord for grace, grace for ourselves, no matter where we are in that, grace for ourselves to glorify the Lord in our bodies, and also grace and love for people who are just really struggling right now. So let's take a moment and let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you so much that Jesus was glad to lay down his body, to shed his blood so that he could redeem us, so that we would be his. And Father, thank you for that incredible gift. God, please give us the grace that we need to glorify you in our body. And God, we want to especially lift up to you people who are really struggling today or this week in this area. Father, we pray that you would help them to know that your Son is King over all, that he has laid down his life to redeem people to himself, and that his love comes with no strings attached, but rather he invites us to trust him, to give ourselves to him, and he gives us the grace that we need to glorify him in our bodies, in every area. So Father, please help us, and please help us as a church to walk closely with people, to love them and to hear them well when we confess our sins to one another, so that we may find healing, as your word says in James. Father, we love you. We pray all these things in Jesus' holy name. Amen. We want to give you a few moments now to pray on your own as well. Well, thanks again for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope that you have an awesome day. God bless.